When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mark Petters, new, brand spanking new, Ira Town under-23 manager. Firstly, congratulations on the role.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. And tell the channel where it will come about.
I thought it was a bit whirlwind, to be honest. I mean, I'm doing the under-18s on Sunday. We have a really good win, absolutely buzzing. And then the phone starts going Monday afternoon, I think it was, saying, there's a position come available. Would I help out and step in for the rest of the season? And yeah, of course I will. I mean, I sort of got involved with the club last year, and I think it can go so many places. So I didn't really hesitate. I did speak to one of the sort of departing managers on the Monday, and yeah, I didn't really give it much hesitation after that. Thought, yeah, definitely want to get involved. I want to try and help out, help the 23s out, the first team out, supporting them, and also pushing on my 18s as well. So it was a bit of a no-brainer, really.
So you said it's a no-brainer, but how did you feel when you put the phone down and told friends, family, all that outside world?
Yeah, it was good. I spoke to my father-in-law. He was one of the first calls. Obviously, my son, who's involved with the under-18s, spoke to him, spoke to my wife. So, obviously, spoke to Jamie Wood, who's the sort of coach with the first, with the under-18s, and Jerome. Spoke to the guys that sort of helped me, Wayne Foreman, and also Jamie's son, Frankie, who helps us out as well. So, all them guys, and just, I need to get buy-in from them, because it's not just me that does the 18s, it's a collective group. So, and they've all agreed to sort of step up and do it as well. So I wouldn't be able to do it without them as well. So, and yeah, we was all buzzing as well, to be honest, because I'm passionate about the youth, and I think that's got to be the sort of future of this club. So I want to make it a club to keep that pathway going, really. So for me, it's about not only just the 18s feeding into the 23s and then feeding into the first team. We obviously got a pathway scheme going at the moment at the club, where we're trying to get more teams, youth teams down in Selkent and in Kent Youth, that I'm heavily involved in, which is going really great, to be honest. We've been going live for about a week, and we've had quite a lot of feedback and a lot of interest. So it's pushing that up, and you can't just promise this pathway to people. You've got to show them that there is a genuine pathway, and this is what I want to show, which I've been talking to my 18s about. And it's a two-way thing. The club have got to show that pathway, but then when they get that chance, the boys have then they've got to snap it up. They can't just say, I want to play 23s and not have the commitment. Because it's, as I said to my 18s again, before the beginning of the season, I said, my job ain't just to make you better players. My job is to make you a better human being. And I've said that regularly over the sort of last 6-7 months, because it's a different ball game. I mean, they've got a lot going on. Some do a lot of football out of this club. They do a lot of scholars now. So it's about me. I now know what every under-18 player does outside this club. If they go to work, if they go to college, if they go to a scholarship. So I know what they're doing football-wise. So if they can't make a Thursday, I know why. It's not because they're not coming. Sometimes I'm telling them not to come because they've done a lot of football. They've had a match or training that day. So they need to work on their recovery after games, after training, preparation. So for me, it's about working with the youth and understanding what they're doing, because some of them are doing a hell of a lot of football, a lot more than they've done when I was growing up playing football. So the club have backed me with the philosophy of, look, we will show these boys a pathway. So for me, it's great. So obviously 16s looking at getting the under-18s next year, the under-18s boys pushing to try and get in the under-23s. I mean, a couple of them played for the first team in friendly last Saturday. So how fantastic is that, for the support from Woody, the manager, and it's fantastic. So no, it's really, really positive.
Absolutely. And I'm not to try and make you blush, but you've been very successful so far for the 18s in Kent Youth League. You know, you're one of the shining lights in the club, if you will, see that making you blush. But
yeah,
but it's just what ethos do you have? We spoke off camera a moment ago about your ethos, what you like to do, your little phrase that you like to about working on, everything like that. Explain more about that, how you're going to carry that from the 18s to 23. Because even though, yes, it's still that kind of reserve speech mark, reserve level football, youth football, look on first team. It's still quite a jump.
Yeah, it's a massive jump. And technically, the boys are more than capable of making that jump. What I've noticed with some of my 18s, they've then got to be that more professional with regards to how they look, how they turn up, their attitude when they turn up, arriving early. The punctuality is a massive thing for me. You can't, with 18s, it's a bit more, you have to be a bit more lenient to them, I think, because they do turn up late. There's some, a lot of them are public transport, so they're going to be struggling to get it. But when they start moving up into that high level of football, they've got to realise they can't be rocking up late to them. They're just not going to get a look in. So my ethos, whatever you want to say, is, I mean, it's having that commitment. I mean, you've got to, I mean, when we're talking to dressing room, they don't play with their boots, their socks, their tape on their shin pads, whatever it is. They're listening. I want them engaged. I want them listening to what I'm saying. So it's their whole attitude, making sure they're taking on board what we're saying. They're recovering with the rollers, electrolytes before the game, all them sort of bits and pieces. We're trying to introduce them to them in their preparation. I think it's massively important and will help them out. But for me, they've got to play in my team, whatever you want to say, in Jamie's team, is they need to work hard. And that's off the pitch and on the pitch. And if they don't work hard, they don't run, they won't play for me. And I think that's one of the things I listened to Woody say when he first come down, because we're a brand new team under 18s. I mean, they have had a previous 18s down here, as the club knows. But for the team that we've now got, it's a brand new team. So we were trialling in the summer. And we was having sort of 80, 90 kids. We probably had like three figures of kids come down trialing. So it was real hard to try and get it down to a core squad. And it's always going to change. We've had sort of the core squad of maybe sort of 12, 13, 14. And then the supplement has been players coming in and probably not getting minutes or not deserving the minutes that they sort of want. So we've had a bit of movement with them. But to play in the top league at our age in the Premier Kent Youth League and be where we are, I think we're third in the league games now and we can finish second. Good. Yeah. No, it's been really positive. It's been really, really good. And to do that with a brand new team has been amazing. And we've got 21 in the squad. I'm having to leave three boys out every week, which isn't nice. So, but they understand. We get good turnouts for training. The guys who aren't involved, they come and watch. So they get in the dressing room. So it's a real good bond we've got. So again, we just want to try and introduce that into 23s and again, sort of supplement them. And also make an environment at the 23s that, obviously I don't know what the 23s is like before I've done it, but I want to make an environment if someone drops down from the first team because of suspension, injuries, or not getting the minutes on a Saturday, they come and play for the 23s and it's not degrading or not, it's not a down thing. I'm not saying it was before, but I wanted to make an environment. They come in playing. It's mirrored. How we run it is mirrored with the first team. Same formation. The dressing room is exactly the same. Set out the same way as the first team. So I've been in the dressing room with Woody on previous games and seen what he does. And I want to try and mirror that. So it is sort of like for like as such.
Well said. Well said. And players who play in the first team now, you know, like for example, Tom Ash.
Yeah.
Irritan's known for the team over the years who puts youngsters in, gives them a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Ash is just saying there, what, 19, 20 years old, he's played like 100 plus games.
Yeah.
You say that, and I know you won't be in this sort of position, but are you going to be really actively trying to push these kids in?
100%. I mean, end of the day, when I took the 18s row on, if them boys aren't seeing a pathway to 23s or first team, and what am I doing? It's got to be a long-term plan. That's coming from sort of 14s, 15s, 16s. They've got to see that progression with the guys. So when you've got someone like Tom Ash, and there's been quite a few, because my nephew was at his club as well, and I've seen some of the boys that he played with come through and play. So you want to show the boys that, as I say, you don't want to say there's a pathway, you actually want to show it. And by the likes of Tom Ash doing what he's done, it proves that there is a pathway, genuine pathway, from them boys going 18s to 23s and moving on to the first team, because fundamentally that's my job. I mean, I'm not going to flood the first team with 7-8 boys, but if I can get three in there, then I've done my job, I believe. And that's, again, trying to get some 18s in that 23s. I mean, we've got a game tonight, my first game, and it's been sort of been hard to do a squad. Our first training session on Tuesday, and I think we've got five of the 18s in the squad tonight. So, again, it's good.
Yeah, Yeah, you're saying about the pathways we touched on. We've obviously got that the new scheme, the Project Afro, which is what all of the youth teams are a part of.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is going fantastic, seeing some of the messages, the emails flying around, just the interest in general. It's the fun for a part of the moment. You're saying about, obviously, you're looking forward to the first team, but how involved are you going to be with even more of the younger groups and then having a look? So would there be, say, would you, for example, maybe look at, say, like a 15, 16-year-old and think he's on the right journey and we'll keep an eye on him? The pathway isn't from 23 to first, it's all the way up.
And it might be it's early days yet, but what I want to be doing is I want to be trying to see some of these games. So I want to be heavily involved in the Kent youth side of it. I know Adam Fullman's going to be sort of overseeing sort of a lot of the youth teams down here in yourself, Michael, with the Sel Kent side. So I will have to go and watch these boys. And it might even be this. I've got a lot of ideas. I'm not saying we're going to hit the ground, but it might be we mix the coaches around. So I might go and coach 16s 1 week and might change. So then you get to see some of these boys and see what they're all about. But yeah, you definitely want to be looking to show these boys that they just inviting a couple up just to say, can I have that couple of 16s, train with the 18s this week. So it's just about showing these boys that there is progression for them. And that, again, that can be worked all the way down to whatever age you want. From sort of Tom Ashley's coaching the sort of grassroots preschool
soccer school.
Yeah, so we want to be getting under 17s. We've got to be looking at them because they're the future of the club.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, final comment. What's your ethos? What you're going to do? If there's one sentence that's going to sum up you as the under 23 manager and what you hope to achieve, what is it?
Well, hard work. Definite hard work is that's coming from me. You've got to show these guys that you're prepared to go the extra mile for them, and then that's what you want in return, just commitment and genuine pathway for these progression for these youngsters just to move up and help them in there from their young into adult life in their careers and show them there's a genuine pathway. We want to keep the youth at this club. We don't want to be seeing boys leave this club and play for other teams. The whole point is we'll do what we're doing now is that we get the youth into this club and hard work.
Mark, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck tonight.
Cheers, Michael.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.